You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. C-D-A-L-I, Brittany Murphy. She was in Clueless and a few other movies. Very, very pretty girl, talented actress, had died a couple years back. They had said of pneumonia and anemia, which was kind of odd, okay, because they said she really didn't seem to be that sick for a while. And it was kind of a shock to a lot of us. And now we're finding out that a lab report or a toxicology report said she could have been poisoned with rat poison. Her husband had died apparently 5 months later, and I think he died the same way. So pretty scary stuff. We'll talk about that and how rat poison kills. George Zimmerman gets arrested, all right, allegedly pointing a gun at his girlfriend's face, but his account to 911 is completely different. So we'll talk about that. Then we have reports that carbohydrates, quote-unquote, rot the brain, as a neurologist says that these are silent brain killers. Do carbs rot the brain? It also looks like children today are 15% less fit than their parents. I'm kind of shocked by that. I think they would even be more, 50% less fit. But kids are a lot less fit than we were or than are even currently. All right? So we need to talk about that. Then a lot of news about Walmart here holding a canned food drive so its own employees could enjoy Thanksgiving. I mean, does Walmart really underpay, or is Thanksgiving just getting more and more expensive? So we got to talk about a lot of things today, but we're pretty busy, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I'm getting this from Mail Online, where the average pay at Walmart is $12.87 an hour. So some labor groups, I guess, are claiming that some employees only make about $8 to $10 an hour. This is going to kind of be another source of contention, another subject, that hot topic that keeps coming up, because as people are lobbying for fast food workers to make more than minimum wage or have maybe a much higher minimum wage, where we set the minimum wage a lot higher so then fast food workers don't fall under the $7.25 or the $9 or whatever they usually get in their respective state. What about Walmart? Now, you know, a lot of these places, fast food, Walmart, et cetera, the reason why it has the popularity it has, and I have to admit, I probably shop at Walmart more than any other store, it's because of the quote-unquote bargains, all right? It's because, you know, you can buy things for less. However, many of us disbelieve that in order for them to do that, they have to pay their employees less. Now, from what I always heard, and again, it all depends on how the media is feeding it to us, that Walmart offers jobs to many people who wouldn't get jobs. Vets, veterans, military on leave, older individuals, seniors. And so to me, Walmart has always been very, very friendly. Okay, but I guess they're now in the news being criticized because a Walmart in Canton, Ohio has set up a canned food drive so its own employees could afford to pay for Thanksgiving dinner. Apparently there's a sign in the break room that says, please donate food items here so associates in need can enjoy Thanksgiving dinner. Now, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy stuff because at $12, $13 an hour, okay, now again, that's what the company says is on average. I mean, that actually is better than minimum wage. And then you wonder, I mean, if somebody making that much is having that much difficulty doing Thanksgiving dinner, then that means a huge part of our country can't afford Thanksgiving dinner. And we talked about Thanksgiving dinner and the average cost. Apparently one source said average cost of Thanksgiving dinner is about $49. I don't know where they get that. I mean, if you can do a non-alcohol Thanksgiving dinner, you may be able to get away with 50-some bucks, right? As long as you only have turkey, some mash, and you make everybody else kind of bring green beans, et cetera. All right, but, what's going on here? And now, of course, a subject like this concerns us because if we have activists that do promote and cause a massive change in minimum wage, etc. Okay, for a lot of us, that's great. Okay, maybe we have a lot more money in the economy, we have more people making money, etc. But then on the flip side, many of us wonder, well, now are we going to have inflation? All right, are we now, because all the wages have been artificially increased all of a sudden, it didn't naturally grow with the GDP, they just automatically increase everybody's wages. Now, with that big abruptness, you start to have capitalism try to recoup, okay, because everything's about the bottom line. So how do they recoup? They up their prices. So I'm a little worried about anything abrupt. I love the idea of minimum wage going up, okay, but it may have to happen gradually, okay? You all of a sudden pay everybody $2-3 or more an hour. Companies, whether they're reaping in the profits or not, whether they really need the money or not, they're going to still raise prices. Or they're going to make other cuts and cut employees. Now, I happen to love that Walmart hires a lot of people, and I love to see 20 different cashier checkouts there. I love going, you know, there is nothing more euphoric. Okay? And I know a lot of you are thinking about chocolate, sex, all that other stuff. No. You want to know what the most euphoric thing is? Is being in a rush and being at Walmart and going up to a cashier that is completely wide open. You get me? Right? Isn't it? And it's not somebody who has to rechange a little receipt. It's not somebody that has to call over a manager because you bought a bag of dog food that doesn't have a price. It's somebody who can fly through your cart and get you the hell out of there. There is nothing more stressful than me being stuck in the wrong shopping cart line. So I like it. I mean, I would rather see a company hire more people for a little less than have much less employees that make more. Okay, now, of course, I know I'm not a Walmart employee, so those of you who are Walmart employees, you're like, Dahlia, shut up. I'd like to be paid a few more dollars an hour. But again, anytime something happens abruptly like that, you're going to see cutbacks. You're going to see unemployment. You're going to see inflation. So I think it's sad that Walmart employees need food drives to make Thanksgiving. That's horrible. All right, but I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll talk about rat poisoning and how it kills. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right, so a toxicology report on Brittany Murphy may show that she died with high levels of metals that are found in rat poison. Now, Brittany Murphy, for those of you who don't remember, she was the girl in Clueless who got the makeover, right, when Alicia Silverstone had, she was the one that was brunette, and she was a little shorter and a little chubbier in that movie, and then they did a whole makeover, and she looked great. She was in a bunch of other movies after that. I really don't remember much. I don't really follow her career. But in 2009, she had died at age 32. And she had died from what we were told of pneumonia and anemia. Now, I understand dying of pneumonia, I mean, kind of rare for a younger, quote-unquote, healthy person, but the anemia, that was kind of odd, okay? I mean, we talk about anemia a lot on the show. You got iron deficiency anemia, you got megaloblastic anemia, whether it's B12 or folate or pernicious anemia, or you have, a macrocytic anemia. You have, anemia just means you have an abnormality in the blood. Many of us think we're anemic, when we lose blood. That is just one type of anemia. If you lose blood, you could, you know, having heavy periods or blood in the stool from colon cancer or ulcers. That's usually a microcytic anemia or a lot of times an iron deficiency anemia. That's just one type of anemia. You got tons of anemias out there. So when we heard she died of an anemia, okay, you don't really die abruptly of anemia. You don't. I mean, unless you're bleeding out and everybody could see you bleeding out. So that was just kind of weird to me. So I'm like, well, maybe it was pneumonia. I didn't think much of it. Then I guess her husband dies 5 months later. Now, according to the Hollywood Reporter, Angelo Bertolotti, who claims to be the star's biological father, had filed a suit against the coroner's office to do more toxicology testing. Apparently, the lawsuit was dismissed, but Bertolotti sent the late actress's hair, blood, and tissue samples for testing at the Carlson Company in Colorado. Then he sent an email to the Huffington Post yesterday saying 10 heavy metals were found in abnormally high quantities. These types of heavy metals, toxic elements, are commonly found in rat poison, pesticides, insecticides. They might have been introduced by a third party with criminal intent. Okay, so now the reports have not been confirmed by the L.A. coroner. Chief Coroner Investigator Craig Harvey told the Huffington Post, we have not been presented any third-party lab tests yet, so they're unable to comment. Okay, so they're going to be looking into it, hopefully, et cetera. But then if this was rat poison, I was being interviewed today by Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray on KABC and McIntyre in the Morning. You know, how does rat poison kill? Does this even make sense? Well, it makes a lot of sense because how these rodenticides or how these rat poison kills is one way they kill is by being an anticoagulant, meaning the chemicals in rat poison could interfere with the vitamin K cycle. And the vitamin K cycle is necessary to produce clotting factors. If you don't have that cycle in place, you don't clot. All right? And then you end up having these little micro hemorrhages. You start having, because in addition, you got the metals in there that could, you know, hurt the tiny blood vessels. So now you start to have these blood vessels that become weak and they start to bleed. Then you can't clot that well. So you start having these internal bleedings. When you bleed internally, and the blood is leaving your main blood system, right, your main vessels that get tapped to check if you are anemic, now you have less blood. You could become hypovolemic and then die. So how rats die is they collapse in hypovolemic shock or severe anemia. Now, the hypovolemic shock or the anemia is not supposed to be painful, yet they could still have other types of issues that could be painful. So we don't know if some people claim that rat poison is a more humane way to kill rats. I don't know. I'm not into the rat killing business, but I still don't see how that could be painless. Okay, then you have the metals. Like, for example, I think they had found barium in her system and other. Okay, how the metals become toxic is, of course, you could get toxic buildup in the liver, toxic buildup in the kidneys. Zinc, I think zinc phosphide, that's used to bait the rats. I guess bait rats like either the smell of it, etc. Well, then you could have that zinc buildup. All right. They say this zinc phosphide, I had to look this up, is, I guess, added to rodent baits in a concentration of 0.75% to 2%. The baits have a strong, pungent, garlic-like odor. All right. And that's characteristic for the phosphine liberated by hydrolysis. I'm getting all this now from Wikipedia. I apologize. But once we get into the big chemistry part of it, I'm lost. Then you got the aluminum, you got calcium, you got the magnesium phosphide. So if they found 10 elements, 10 metallic elements in her blood system, okay, that can include calcium, magnesium, zinc, aluminum, easily the rat poison. I guess they used to use strychnine, right? And then I guess strychnine was in short supply during World War II. Because I guess Japanese had occupied the territories where there was strychnine producing plants. I'm I don't know much about strychnine history of that. So they started to go through these other types of, they started using other types of means to cause, to allow insecticides and rodenticides to be, I guess, effective. You also could have high calcium. High calcium could also be extremely toxic. So, you know, I mean, if this is the case, this is really, really sad. And then you wonder, how did rat poison get in to her system? And then what's going on where the husband dies 5 months later? Now, I mean, we've talked about how broken hearts cause death. Many people die within the first 6 months. But now we have this big conspiracy theory that she and her husband were both murdered. So that's just a quick review on rodenticides or rat poison and her having anemia. I mean, the pneumonia, hard to say. You know, was she starting to get a little pulmonary edema because of the poison? That I don't know. I'm not really too sure how to link the pneumonia with this. But then again, if you're weak and you're anemic, you could be more prone to infection. You know, a lot of people say, you know, check if I'm anemic because I'm getting sick all the time. That's good. I'm glad you're doing that. You know, people ask, well, wait a second. Okay, so if I have heavy periods, why would I get sick with a cold? Or if I have an ulcer, you know, why would that cause me to, you know, get sick? Because, again, you know, when you're anemic and your blood cells are not doing the job that they should and they are not in their ideal state, the other cells may follow suit. Or you may have difficulty recruiting the healthy cells that you need, the macrophages, neutrophils, lymphocytes, monocytes, etc., the other types of cells that you need to fight infection. And so the anemia does put you in a weakened state. You know, many times when we recommend flu shots or certain vaccinations, we talk about people who are vulnerable, like diabetes, people on immunosuppressant drugs, etc. Many doctors will also give you the flu shot or put you on the front of the line if you're anemic. Being anemic does put you behind the eight ball because you are more weak, okay, internally. Now, some of you really do well with your anemia. Okay, you've walked around and you said, Dolly, I've always been anemic. I'm fine. I feel fine. I still clot well. I'm still pink. Okay, as opposed to being white. You know, a way to tell anemia is you kind of look at the inner lid of your eyes. Okay, and if it's kind of a pale look, that could be a sign of anemia. Anemia can actually fool a lot of doctors too. You know, I would have sickle cell patients who would come in for a sore throat, an earache, when I was a medical student, and I take a look at them and I go, but your ear's not red and your throat's not red. So it's probably just viral, right? You know, because being a medical student, trying to figure out if something's viral or bacterial. Well, if you have a child who has sickle cell anemia, and we've talked about sickle cell on the show before, if you have a child who has sickle cell anemia, they're not going to make the red, okay? They're not going to have the injection, the deep injection of the ear, so you can't just look at red. You know, there's a lot of little signs we look at. I was asked by Fox 5 Local last night when we were talking about the Princeton outbreak of meningitis, you know, what are the signs? And, you know, you got to kind of look at a lot of things. You can't just say, okay, you have neck pain, so it's meningitis. You know, you need to look at the whole picture. When you see a person with meningitis, for example, infection of the meninges, which line the brain and the spinal cord, it's like we talked about yesterday, when you twist your knee and your knee starts to swell up, you don't want to move. And you're afraid to move it. And imagine the pain tenfold in your neck from a big swollen knee. You don't want to move. Yet somebody is like, oh, I got the flu, and they throw their head back, and they put their head down, and they curl themselves up in a ball or whatever. They have a little bit more neck movement. I may not think of meningitis. But when they don't even want to get in and out of the car, I think of meningitis. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeguide.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeguide.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am not playing Candy Crush on break. I gotta tell you though, this Candy Crush is addictive, man. You know what stinks is I was playing my Candy Crush on break. I'm sorry, I lied to you. I really was playing Candy Crush on break, but I forgot to pee. So I better remember, because I'm like, oh, I'll just play a little bit of Candy Crush, and then I'll go to the bathroom on break, and I'll get back on air. So that's okay. It's all right. I won't get a UTI. I'll just hold it. This is an interesting question. RT writes, doctor, my wife was diagnosed with a yeast infection on Friday, but we had sex the week before. Now I have redness, flaking. He goes into a bunch of symptoms. Could I have a yeast infection being a man? What do I do? We've talked about this on air, men getting yeast infections, right, from having sex with their wife who possibly had yeast. Then you giving it back to her? Absolutely. Men could carry the yeast on them. Now, usually what we do is if we have a couple where the lady comes in and say, look, I keep having, shall we say, I keep getting these yeast infections month after month. And we check her for diabetes. We always want to check her for diabetes because chronic yeast infections could be a sign of diabetes. Okay, whether you have yeast in the mouth, etc. We always check for HIV also. Being immunosuppressed, you could have signs of thrush, yeast in the mouth, etc. And then we go, well, what about your partner? I mean, are you, because by the time you treat yourself with yeast cream, you probably had, or a medication like that, Flukin, you probably had yeast for a while. So if you had sex before you were diagnosed, you probably gave yeast to the other partner. Now, yeast is not considered a sexually transmitted disease, but if you look at the definition, yeah. I mean, you got it during sex, and now you have it on you. So it doesn't carry the same stigma, you know, but it still could, you know, lead to the embarrassment that a lot of people have when you send a man to the MySelect section at Walmart, right, to go and get some yeast cream. So absolutely. The only thing is, okay, where we got to be careful here is if any of you men are having any redness or flaking on your penis at all, I always worry about maybe penile cancer or something else. Now, you could have a balanitis, a yeast type of infection. That's very, very common. We try some yeast cream. We see if we heal it up. But if it doesn't go away, any sort of lesions there, you need to get it checked out. And I usually would send my patients to a urologist for that. I don't do penile biopsies. I don't anymore. I just kind of let the urologist do that, all right? You would numb it up locally. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are penile blocks. We used to do, you know, for circumcision, okay, you know, with a child, you would do a penile block, all right, where you inject around the penis. For many men, I would let the urologist decide. I don't want to go there. For the love of the Lord, though, don't use epinephrine, okay, because you don't want to asphyxiate, not have any blood flow. Go in there. Okay. Anyway, but absolutely. Men could carry the yeast. They got to go and put a cream on them for the next few days. I would not resume sex until we know she is free of yeast and you are free of yeast. Now, men also get yeast infections in other areas too, which could be a sign of diabetes. So we always want to check that out too. And so people seem to forget. Now, many of you will get, let's say, jock itch. Okay, so you'll have this itchy rash in the crux area, right, or the saddle area of your body, groin area, etc. Most jock itch doesn't mean diabetes, but I got to tell you, a lot of my diabetic men, they got a fungal infection down there. So if you continually get, you know, jock itch or whatever, which is tinea cruris, we call it. Tinea is the fungus. Cruris, the crux. A lot of times it's red. It's very well demarcated. A yeast infection on the skin will have a very distinct border, as opposed to a bacterial infection that happens on the skin. It seems kind of red, and you kind of have to look twice to kind of find the border of it. Okay? Unless, of course, it's a big blown abscess or pimple or something like that. Viral infections of the skin will usually have vesicles, or you will have a multiple lumpy, bumpy type of look when you get these viral exanthems in kids. So it's kind of easy to pick out a lot of these rashes and be able to figure it out. But like ringworm, okay, some of you guys get tibia corporis. Corporis is body, okay, so that's ringworm. And it's fungus on the body, tibia corporis. And with tibia corporis, these are these big, round, well-demarcated lesions that look like they have a red ring, hence ringworm. The center is a little bit more pale. They're not target lesions. Target lesions can be something else where you have like a red center, then you got white, and then you got the ring. Those are different. Okay, that needs to have a different workup. The ringworm, it usually has this red border boundary. Sometimes it could be a few millimeters thick, and it just seems to grow outward. And that's how fungus works. With ringworm, we use a topical antifungal for a few weeks. I don't like this 3 days. A lot of you guys have an antifungal. You pat it on for a couple days. You see it start to fade, and you go, I'm done. No, you're not done. Okay? You're not done. Usually with fungus, you got to treat it for a good couple weeks. Now, I have so many patients that have vaginal yeast infections, they do a one-day treatment. Now, why would a one-day treatment work if most fungal infections need a good couple weeks? Usually a fungal infection needs a good couple weeks, okay? It does. To kill the fungus. Fungus is pretty resilient. However, when you start to change the environment, So, for example, vaginas are considered hostile environments for a lot of things because it has a lot of bacteria and it's acidic. So sometimes these one-day creams kill enough of the fungus to allow your natural bacteria to grow and then produce the acid, and now you're in self-healing mode again. The reason why we get yeast infections is we're exposed to yeast all the time. There's fungus and yeast all over the place. We're all surrounded by fungi all the time. All right, but it starts to take over when you're immunosuppressed. So if you, let's say, took a whole bunch of antibiotics, you knocked out your normal flora, your normal bacteria help fight infection. So if you wipe that out, then the acidic environment on your teeth, the acidic environment in a vagina, for men even, on the skin or whatever sort of, I don't want to say the skin is acidic, but whatever that bacteria does, bacteria keeps fungi away because bacteria make acid. They don't drop acid, they make acid. Big difference. So the less bacteria you have, the chance for a fungal infection. And fungal septicemia we'll sometimes see in hospital patients that are on antibiotics a lot. Pretty scary stuff. So I know some of you are like, oh, wait a second, how do we get to a male yeast infection to fungal septicemia? Very easily. Go back, listen to the replay if you're confused. So immunosuppressed people. So a one-day treatment with vaginal yeast cream, I don't see it always being successful. It doesn't have the highest success rate. I think the three-day creams work better. But changing the environment so bacteria could start to grow is sometimes enough of what needs to be done. When we talked about the Clostridium difficile, that nasty bug bacteria that overgrows, it's an opportunistic infection in people's colons because you took antibiotics and all the other bacteria that keep Clostridium away are gone, or a lot of it's gone. What do? We do fecal transplants. We introduce the bacteria back in there. You put the bacteria back in there, you can maybe fight the Clostridium. So it's very interesting when we use other bacteria, right? It's like using pathogens to fight pathogens. That's how penicillin was made, right? We found the fungus, penicillium. Penicillium warded off bacteria. So you have fungus warding off bacteria, you got bacteria warding off fungus. It's that's what makes the world go round. It's fascinating. You know, if any of you guys are ever bored, I would really urge you to take a microbiology class at your nearest community college or university. It is some fascinating stuff. And looking at this stuff, I mean, like the amoebas and the paramecium and the protozoa and the trypomonas, I mean, oh my gosh, that is, I could do that all day. Another quote-unquote sexually transmitted disease, which we don't consider a sexually transmitted disease. What are the sexually transmitted diseases? HIV, right? Herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomonas. Trichomonas is a vaginal infection. Makes a quote-unquote strawberry cervix, very frothy type discharge. It's pretty bad, pretty kind of painful sometimes for these women. All right, and then, of course, HPV, human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus doesn't carry the stigma like all the other ones do, even though human papillomavirus can cause cervical cancer, can cause throat cancer and death. But bacteria vaginosis is another bacteria that overgrows that men and women or partners could give back to each other. We usually use flagyl and medication. People don't like it because can't drink on it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Great question, RT. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you heard yesterday that George Zimmerman, I guess, was in jail yesterday. He was arrested. And from what I understand, he is due in Florida court to face a felony charge of aggravated assault with a weapon. Apparently, his girlfriend, Samantha Scheib, had called 911 saying that he was breaking things and breaking glass and kicking her out of the house, but it was her house, and he pointed a gun at her face. Okay, and then his 911 call He was very calm, and he said she's pregnant. She said she's not pregnant, but he said she's pregnant. She completely wigged out, was throwing things, broke glass, and he's not sure what to do, and he's calling for help. So, what I understand is he was the one that was arrested, okay? And what's also a little confusing is I'm being told that when he was arrested, he was unarmed, and he was very calm about it. And so, you know, this whole George Zimmerman thing being in the news, I mean, I think many of us are kind of sick of the whole George Zimmerman story. I mean, it was tragic, a tragic case, and I think a lot of us wanted to move on with what happened with Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman. It was a very exhaustive type process, and again, our hearts are with Trayvon Martin's family. But then, you know, you also wonder, is this guy going to be marked from here on out? I mean, any time he's in a relationship, okay, let's assume he didn't put a gun to her face and he didn't just go and wig out, which to me is kind of odd. You would think the guy would be laying low right now, okay? I mean, does he have a temper? We don't know that, okay? Every time we've seen him, he's been pretty calm, but who knows? Maybe he has a temper. Maybe he does like to wave the gun in the face, whatever. But then on the flip side, everybody is going to take the other person's side. If all they have to do is claim that he's got a gun and he's pointing a gun at them. Now, could this possibly be just one now big joke for the next few decades? Where any time he has a relationship issue, somebody is going to call 911 like his ex-wife did, or I think he's still in the process of divorcing like his wife did, etc., saying that, saying he's got a gun. And then do you always need a witness with you? I mean, this is one of those things where it's like, I'm not saying he's innocent, I'm not saying he's guilty, but how do you even move on from here relationship-wise? Now, many people are on the assumption that this guy does have some anger management problems, and he does wield his gun around the place, and he does break things, etc. But then, you know, I also just stop and think, and I go, now, wait a second. I mean, from here on out, anybody could say that, and they'll probably be believed to some degree, because this is George Zimmerman. And so how do you enter relationships, right, that could become volatile and protect yourself from arrest? I mean, I don't know. Now, again, he was arrested, and nobody's going to make the same mistake of not arresting him. So if he was unarmed and, you know, it was the girlfriend that threw things around and broke everything, how do you protect yourself? Now, let's then take this to something that I see with many domestic disputes, okay? Unfortunately, there's a lot of domestic violence, and we have many people who are victims of domestic violence, and it's horrible. It's horrifying. And I commend all the, excuse me, and I'm hiccuping and I'm burping and I'm coughing, but I commend all the work we've done on trying to educate people and prevent it, and we still have a lot of work to be done. But another subject that doesn't get talked about are the people accused of domestic violence that don't do it. Now, I'm not saying this is the case of George Zimmerman. We're moving on from George Zimmerman. I have no idea if he's innocent, guilty, what, okay? But what do you do if you are in a relationship where somebody claims that you're hitting her, you're being violent, you're et cetera. You know, we talked about being accused of date rape when a relationship goes bad. You know, how do you protect yourself? Now, again, you know, it's very easy for us to talk about the other subject that's a lot more common. We have many people who are assaulted, many people who are victimized. It's horrible. And it's horrifying that this happens. All right? But also horrifying are the innocent people accused because somebody is falsely accusing them. How do you protect yourself? And there's a lot of you guys out there that do worry about that. You're in a relationship. Everything's going fine. You start to take it to the bedroom. You realize this is not something you want to have long term. You express that early on. She accuses you of rape. How do you protect yourself? It's really, really hard to have witnesses. Now, you know, one day I would probably like to get somebody from our local police department to talk to us about how they determine, and I don't know if that would be information made publicly, because again, you could have these predators that could try to cover it up. Like, for example, I mean, we can't say, well, if there were pictures of you and the alleged woman, and she looked like she was, let's say, all over you, and, you know, then that would protect you. Well, not entirely, okay, because you could have roofied, right? Or somebody could claim, well, you took advantage of her because she was drunk. She never still wanted to have sex. Who was it? I think somebody from Glee, the guy that plays Puck, I think he was accused of date rape because they were in bed naked. And she didn't want him to enter, and he did. I mean, it's one of those things where it's just something that needs a conversation, and it needs some, shall we say, some training. Okay, I mean, I got two boys, and they are going to be high school boys. And then hopefully they go to college. They'll be college boys. I'm assuming that they're going to be stereotypical of boys being, I guess, on the hunt for women. And it's a thought that I really can't bear to even think about, because I'm their mother, and the only woman in their life really should be their mama. I can't even imagine them even wanting anybody else when they're just little babies. But they are going to, I understand, they're going to get married. They're going to have to get married. I get that, okay? Even though they'll still know that mama is mama, okay? You know, they could love their wife, but they need to love their mama more, okay? Yes, the kids are going to be really deranged later, okay? I'm going to make sure of that. But anyway, okay, so they're going to get married, whatever. And I mean, you know, I try to talk to the boys about that, okay? We don't use the word sex in my house. We use lovey-dovey, okay? You know, we go, you know what? You got to be careful who you're doing lovey-dovey with. Okay, Mom, I don't want to talk about that. Mom, I can't talk to you about that. Leave me alone. Okay, so they don't want me to talk about that. All right, but, I mean, and like I said, we understand there's a lot of assault, there's a lot of domestic violence. That happens more than an innocent person being accused. And it's terrifying to think what's going on out there. But we do need to have the conversation with certain people with how to protect yourself from being falsely accused. Because, unfortunately, there are people that do that. And that's scary. For those of us with sons, grandsons, etc., we don't want them in that position. You know, and what if you do have a little bit of a record? You know, let's say you got caught cheating once at school. You got caught, you know, you were cheating in the third grade, etc. Okay, well then fifth grade, something happens. Okay? Who's going to be the first one looked at? The one with the history or the one that didn't have the history? Same thing. You might have gotten to a fight with a girlfriend. It might have gotten bad. She might have hit you. You might have pushed her back. She fell back. She bruised. Okay? You have now a domestic violence or a domestic battery history. Okay, you're marked. I don't know what to say. I have no idea what advice to give you guys. All right. Now, again, the easiest advice when it comes to date rape is, you know, waiting until you're married. Okay, if she's your wife, yes, there is spousal abuse, etc. But if you're having sex on your honeymoon, okay, you know, it's going to be very, very unlikely to be accused of date rape on your honeymoon. But we don't live in a society where that happens now. People are having sex all the time. And they're with people that they're not unioned with. And so a lot of things can happen logistically. All right, logistically. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.